Hello.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. I'll tell you, you've got to be a little downtrodden about the last game. It looked like you might have had a win and all but a few inches, right? You would have had one.
Yeah, you know, it was an amazing play at the end of the ball game. We got down in the game 23-0. Our team did a great job battling back, and it really came down to that play at the end. Tony threw a deep pass to Dez Bryant in the end zone. He went up and made a heck of a play. And just as he was coming down, as he was putting his hand down, his hand landed a couple inches out of bounds, I guess with his fingers first before the heel of the hand landed inbounds. So unfortunate for us, a hard-fought game, a lot of good things to take from the game and certainly a lot to learn from. But we're excited about the next challenge against the Falcons.
Jason, we had a guy on from the flagship radio station, and he was saying that in that locker room, it seemed to be as down as really any locker room scene that he has been in around the Dallas Cowboys. I know it's sort of a long time and a big statement, but your thoughts on that?
You mean after the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I think any time, in this league, in 32 cities across this league, there's such an investment that goes into each and every game. And, when you win a game, there's a tremendous amount of elation and excitement. And when you lose a game, similarly, everybody's disappointed. And that's the case. That's been the case for me for a lot of years in this league as a player and as a coach. And then you regroup after a win, and you regroup after a loss, and you go forward. So we certainly put a tremendous amount out in that ball game. And like I said, we got behind early, and our team did an amazing job just battling back. Our defense was really good. Handling some difficult situations early on and keeping us in the ball game, and then we really got it going on offense and had some success against them, and came down to a couple critical plays at the end of the game, and unfortunately we didn't make them, but that's the nature of this league. Look all over this league week in and week out, there are a lot of games that are dramatic and exciting and all of that, and one team wins and one team loses, and you got to figure out a way to keep going to the next one regardless of which one you were that week.
Coach, do you think there's been a theme to the way Tony's season gone in terms of the interceptions, or do you think it's kind of a game-by-game thing, there's something new that attributes to how he plays?
Oh, I don't know that there's a theme. We've certainly thrown more interceptions and had more turnovers than we want. Tony did such a great job, taking care of the ball last year. I think he threw over 30 touchdowns, and I think he had 9 or 10 interceptions. So, he's done throughout his career, he's done a really good job taking care of the ball. And sometimes, you have interceptions, and sometimes they come in bunches. And obviously, they're critical plays in the game, and the quarterback ultimately is responsible for it. He has the ball in his hands. But, one of the things that we continue to preach is that turnovers and takeaways are a team thing, and everybody's involved in it. The protectors are involved in it, the receivers, the runners, everybody's involved in it. And similarly on defense, when you're taking the ball away, it's not only the guy who makes the interception, it's the guy who rushes the passer to cause the quarterback to throw it earlier and all of that. So, they are a team thing. We got to get better at it. These have been critical plays for us, and we've had to overcome too many of them to win games. It's been difficult.
Coach, John Abraham looks like he's having another real good season again with the Falcons. Would you say he's defying his age with his success?
Well, he's just a great player and has been for a long time. I can remember when he came in with the Jets, I think it was in 2000, and just was such an explosive player for them, a great pass rusher, and just a really complete football player too, and pressures the quarterback, makes sacks on the quarterback, makes a lot of difference-making plays. He's done it for a long time. He's certainly having a great year.
Jason, how would you assess Dez Bryant's performance so far this year?
Dez has played very well at times, made a lot of big signature plays for us. And other times, he hasn't played quite as well. And, what you're looking for from all your players, and particularly your younger players, is for guys to be consistent. And Dez has improved a great deal in that regard over the last couple of years. And he's done a lot of great things for us. We strive to keep that level of consistency high week in and week out, and certainly throughout ball games. And, I think he sees that, and I think he's growing every week. He's made a lot of great plays for us and done a lot of really good things. He, like everybody else, we just want to make sure we're doing it on a more consistent basis.
I know it comes with the territory, and 1,000 miles away, it's easy to make suppositions and quite honestly statements, because that's sort of what we do in the media. But the idea of criticisms, play calling, clock management, can I ask actually how you handle that part of this whole thing?
Oh, I think that, like you said, it comes with the territory. When you're in any kind of a position like the one I'm in as a head coach, you know, I think quarterbacks feel it. Offense and defensive coordinators feel it. When things don't work out well, it's easy to be critical of those decisions that you make, and that's just part of the deal. It comes with the dinner, as they say. It's come with the dinner for a long, long time in these jobs, and you just got to focus on trying to do things as well as you can do them. And when things don't go well, you try to evaluate them and make the corrections you need to, and try to get them right the next time. And that's a process that I go through. It's what our process, all of our coaches go through, and certainly the guys on our team go through. And it happens all over the league, and you just got to keep going forward.
How about the self-evaluations when you do those evaluations about yourself? How long do you give yourself to either beat up on yourself or to feel okay with how things just didn't play out?
Oh, I think the biggest thing you try to do is make sure your thought process and your preparation was right. And ultimately, you can't control the outcome of an individual play or an individual situation, but you want to just make sure that you've gone about it the right way. You've prepared yourself, you've prepared your coaches and your team to handle that situation the right way. Now, if the play isn't made or they make a great play, whatever, you can live with that. And then if you do find out that you haven't handled it the right way, you better make sure you handle it the right way the next time. And I think that happens all over the league, and we try to do a really good job being objective in our evaluations, both when we win and have success and when we lose, because sometimes it's easy to say, oh, we won the game, everything is great, and similarly, if you lost the game, everything is terrible. You know, if Dez Bryant's fingers were 2 inches inside the end line instead of 2 inches outside the end line, you know, you can look at our game differently. But the facts are, we did a lot of really good things. We did a lot of things that weren't quite so good. And regardless of the outcome of the ball game, you got to make sure you address those things in an appropriate manner.
You know, with all this pressure that's on a head coach, do you ever consider allowing, like, the coordinator to call the offensive plays so you can get maybe a broader look during the game?
Oh yeah, we've certainly talked about that, and you know, I think maybe more than anything else, the conclusions we've come to at this point for us is the comfort level that our quarterback and our offense has with how we've done it here for the past 5 or so years, and that's an important thing for us, and you know, to maintain that continuity. And at some point, you know, maybe we can evolve away from that, but right now we feel like this is the best way to do it.
Coach, saw where DeMarco didn't go through practice again today. What are his chances looking like for Sunday?
We'll see. You know, he's had a sprained foot. I guess it's about 3 weeks now. And, you know, it's an injury where we feel like we need to be patient with him. You know, like you said, he did not practice today. And, you know, really what you try to do with all these guys is when they come in the next day, hey, how you feeling? You know, how do they do with the limited work that they did get, whether it's in rehab or whether it's on the practice field, and you make those assessments. So we'll visit with him again tomorrow morning when he comes in and just see where he is. And, you know, he stays engaged with our football team and the plan that goes in, tries to give himself a chance to be ready for the ball game. We've got to make sure he's physically right. We'll make that evaluation again tomorrow morning.
Coach, 18 catches, I think, last week for Jason Witten. Was that a play that was basically indefensible for you last week? And do you anticipate, big game from Jason against the Falcons?
Well, he's a great player, and he's had a number of games where he's caught a lot of balls. I think that was his personal best. And I think someone told me the personal best for a tight end in the NFL. But he's such a reliable player. He's got a great feel for playing the position, and you know, he caught a number of different kinds of passes last week, and was a guy who really allowed us to move the ball well throughout the game against the Giants. You know, the outside receivers, Dez and Miles, also made a number of plays down the field, but Witt was fairly consistent and has been for a long, long time. You guys have a great tight end down there in Tony Gonzalez, and I think he and Jason Witten and a couple others are among the best who have ever played.
I'm not saying it's easy to win any game in the NFL, but some teams maybe are, the word I've used this year, is a little bit more uncomfortable to prepare for because of personnel and looks. This Falcons team seems to be doing a lot more than maybe they have in the last few years. Is that the way it looks on film?
Oh, I just think they're a really good football team. They have really good players. Their quarterback is outstanding. I just talked about how good their tight end is. They got two great receivers outside. They got a couple really good runners. They're run blocking well, they're pass protecting well, and they got a really, really good scheme. And they're clearly well coached, and they do a lot of different things. So when you put all those weapons together with the different things they do, they can certainly challenge you in a lot of different ways. I think you see that when you put the tape on.
Is Tony Romo, is he a guy that can react or come back after a down game quickly and get his spirits right back up? Or, you know, do you have to work with him because you've been so close with him over the years?
Well, I thought what was most impressive to me about the game the other day was, you know, oftentimes quarterbacks or players or coaches or whoever you are, and really whatever sport you're in, when you start off badly in a game, sometimes they chalk it up for, hey, it's just we're having a bad day, and they kind of go to the next one, so to speak. And I thought Tony just did a great job in that ball game after a couple of those early turnovers, just kind of standing in there and battling and not waiting until Monday to get it worked out. He got it worked out in the middle of the second quarter and played such a great game after those early turnovers. And you know, he threw the ball so well and handled a number of different situations really, really well and gave us a great chance to win that game at the end of the game. So I think his competitive spirit was on display within that game. It certainly has been from game to game. And, you know, he loves to play this game. He's very passionate about it. Anybody who's been around him or sees him play understands that and knows that. And certainly disappointed after a loss, but quickly, like we talked earlier, you got to put that one behind you, get on to the next one, and be a heck of a challenge for us this week in Atlanta.
I'm not saying he's DeMarcus Ware, but I think everybody in the league wants their DeMarcus Ware, and you usually have to settle for DeMarcus Ware light. Have you seen Sean Weatherspoon being the type of guy that certainly plays forward and backwards and can get all over, including 54 yards across?
Oh, he's an outstanding player, and you know, I never like to compare players for the reasons you just suggested, but there's no question he's a very active player, and you said it, he's across the field, he's around the football a ton, both in the run game and defending the pass, and just looks like a heck of a player that they have there, and really active. It's an active defense, and he's certainly a big part of that.
All right, guys, anything else? All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys, enjoyed it.
Take care.
See you this